Fred Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio. This is Gabriela Filippi. I'm a film critic in 20th Sarajevo Film Festival in Talent Campus. And today I'll be reviewing Miss Violence. Alexandra Savrana's film Miss Violence from 2013 opens with a beautifully choreographed scene. The members of what seemed to be a perfect family of three generations, a mother and father surrounded by their children, three girls and a boy, and one of their parents, the children's grandmother, are celebrating one of the girls' 11th birthday. All dressed up, they are alertly going through all moments of an ideal birthday party. The cake, the family photo, and then the dancing. Already something is rotten in here. The haste, more than an expression of their joy and impatience, seem to testify the characters' absent minds in relation to the things they're doing. And while the father with his 14-year-old girl are elegantly dancing in a quiet afternoon and Leonard Cohen Dance Me to the End of Love, the 11-year-old girl escalates the balcony's railing and throws herself into the void. Miss Violence is built on allusions, almost perversely encouraging sordid speculations, so to placidly confirm them afterwards. But if the violence in the film hits the spectators so powerfully, that's because Alexandra Savrana's film doesn't integrate it rationally, as in the most films that use a more classical narrative that ascribes motivation to the characters. Here, our understanding is undermined by constant contradictions and the elements that narration chooses to hide. In one of the scenes, the man is tender to his allegedly wife from the opening scene, seeming to be a caring and a kind person, just that in the next one to treat her brutally. Also, all the members of the family bend without hesitations to some absurd rules. Because the little boy is late in preparing his homework, his sister is punished by her father. She has to count the small pine trees from an immense puzzle exposed as painting on the wall. All this gratuitousness is an affirmation of the fact that the violence is hard to bear just because, in fact, it cannot be justified. The film came to 20th Sarajevo Film Festival already with a load of prestige, gained from being shown in Toronto International Film Festival and from winning the Silver Lion for Best Director at the 70th Venice International Film Festival. Here it was presented in the In Focus, a section reserved for films with a successful festival career. It's probably the strong comment addressing a precise social issue that differentiates Miss Violence from the other reputed films of Greek New Wave, such as Rachel Tsangaris' Attenberg. Avrana's film stars an allegory that the settings are designed in such manner that they impede determining the exact time of the action. The clothes and the interior of the house, where most of the events shown are taking place, ironically recall the imagery of the American 50s, with its idealized innocence and prosperity. There are also technological devices from later on, but not those of nowadays. These universalized surroundings also helps focusing on the family's life, torn from the outside their home's reality. But in opposition to this symbolic packaging, at some point the film turns to a realistic convention that reinforces reasoning. This halfway between absurdity and direct social message gives this peculiar film a rather singular place in the recent Greek cinema. Gabriela Filippi from 20th Sarajevo Film Festival, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.